You know, we talked about games of God. God is the greatest chess player. He loves hide and seek. But there's a game that you and I don't like. But he loves it. It's called the waiting game. Everyone say waiting game. You know, we don't realize that without waiting, you can't perfect things. God perfects things during our waiting process. Matthew 6:31, please. Therefore, do not what? Worry or hurry. Saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Or what shall we drive? Or where should I work? Or whatever. For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Now, do you know that he knows that he needs you need all these things? This is where relation comes into effect. You must know that he knows. Amen? If you don't know that he knows, then you're not in relationship. For after all these things the Gentile seeks, for your heavenly Father knows what you need, all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not what? Worry or hurry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Seek the kingdom principles and his righteousness, and all things will be added in due time. Everyone say due time. Due time comes by waiting. See, so many times we read these scriptures, we speak these scriptures, and we expect something to open up right now. I mean, it's lovely when it does, but I can tell you that most of the time, it doesn't. Glory. Psalm 40, and we're going to start at verse 1. I waited. Now, okay, here it is. Are you ready? He not only waited, but he waited what? Patiently. Patiently is a form of endurance. The key word is patiently. Yes. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and established my steps. He's put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. He waited patiently. Again, that is a key word. It's a place or position of endurance. Where there's endurance, there's resistance. Where there's endurance, there's what? Resistance. So it is a position. I waited patiently. I positioned myself to wait. And in this wait, I endured and I resisted against fear and anxiousness. Against what? Fear and anxiousness. Oh, what a battle that is. It's every day, isn't it? You know, the enemy tries to get you out of God's presence during worship. He loves to get us out. He loves to distract us. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's always the enemy, but that sometimes we have human characteristics of us that need to be released. But the enemy tries to, if he can't get you, move you out of position, he can move you through your mind out of position. Amen? Your thoughts go somewhere else. You're more concerned. You know why? Through fear and anxiousness. Those two things will move you out of God's presence. What? Through what? Your mind. Because you're so busy thinking about what you got to do, what you should have done, or what you're going to do. Or what you missed. All of those are I syndromes, me, myself, and I. Because your eyes are on you, not him. Psalm 27, verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such are as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Only the patient will be strengthened, will have a strengthened heart. Only the patient. And I don't mean being a patient in the hospital. I mean patience. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. The waiting game. God loves this game. He loves hide and seek, and he's the greatest chess player. Oh, hallelujah. We don't mind the hide and seek, but we hate the waiting game. That's why we're in it all the time. Because he says he loves the death of his saints. It's the process of dying. That's the most important thing of God, is that we die to self. Die to self. Through what? Waiting. Waiting what? Patiently. Oh, I waited for the Lord and he didn't show up. Well, how long? 5 minutes. Hey, some answers don't come for 15 years. Where did I say to go? James? James chapter 1, verse 2. We know this one. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that your testing of your faith produces what? Patience or endurance. But let patience have its what? Perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Testing that produces endurance by waiting. This works brings complete trust with revelation and no lack of wisdom. Verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that person suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. Wow. Testing that produces endurance by waiting. This work brings complete trust with revelation of no lack of wisdom. It means that you're in a place that where it you hold, you wait, you see, you seek, and then you advance. I'm going to say it again. You hold. You hold on. You hold steadfast. You're waiting. Your eyes are open to see because you're a seeker and as you're seeking. And then you will advance because you will see what he has. The waiting game. You know, think about the great chess players. They don't just... They wait. They see things through. They know the person's next move. They know all of the... That's waiting and endurance. You're driving your opponent crazy. Think about that. It's a waiting game. Chess is a waiting game. Even poker is a waiting game. Glory, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Come on, have you ever said to the Lord, Lord, quit playing games? Come on, Lord, quit playing games. Let's get this thing rolling. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the plan or the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hardship means that you're going to have to what? Endure. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life. What's the affairs of this life? Fear and anxiousness. That he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes what? According to the rules, according to kingdom principles. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all things. Very powerful. Fear and anxiousness is an entanglement. Must complete according to the law of waiting. It's called sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. The human character does not wait. Doesn't wait. It's always anxious. Now, there's a difference between fasting and anxious. You know that, right? I'm not anxious. I'm just in a hurry. Because I'm fasting all the time. I move fast. Hallelujah. Psalm 37. Is everyone there yet? Verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Listen, you can't feed on his faithfulness if you're an anxious person. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. See, people think that God's going to give them the desires of their heart because of this scripture right away. Ain't happening. You got to earn it. Nothing's given without a price. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret and only causes harm. See, one of the things anxiousness and individuals are anxiousness or fearful, they're always angry. They always got an attitude of anger. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who what? Wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, the wicked shall be no more. That sounds like today. We've waited patiently for the Lord to kick some butt. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more in position. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, his position, whether it be political, judicial, whatever. But it shall be no more, because they're going to be removed. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked positioned will be removed, and that's happening now. 1 Peter 5, verse 6, please. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you when? in due time. What's due time? Endurance. Waiting patiently. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Oh, Lord, I cast my cares upon you. Can you fix it today now? I'm not saying he can't, because there's sometimes it needs to be fixed today. But sometimes he doesn't move on the way we want him to move. He moves on his time, not ours. Be sober. Be vigilant. So you got to be awake and diligent. You got to be consistent, right? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or get out of position. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you ain't the only one. We're all going through it. Every single day, every decision and choice that comes across our path, the enemy is always there. But God said, I'm going to answer you. I'm going to do things in due time. So you must wait patiently. I'm not deaf, he says, and I'm not blind. He does things according to his time and his will. Hallelujah. Don't be like a rabbit going from hole to hole. Hello? Wait patiently. So are you going the right one? Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. People that are anxious, I call jumpers. They jump from one thing to another. Matthew chapter 7. 7, please. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Now let me ask you a question. When you go to someone's house and you knock on a door, do they instantly answer the door? No. You know what you have to do? Wait patiently. It's the same thing with this. Well, I've been seeking, I've been knocking, I've been kicking. No one's answered the door yet. We'll just camp out there and eventually it will happen. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter the what? Narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Why are they going in the wide gate? Because they're not what? Waiting patiently. And there are many who go in by it. Because our human nature is anxiousness and worry. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Whoa. Seek, find, wait until the door opens. Narrow gate, only those that wait go through that gate. You know, the waiting game is also used in the military. It is strategically waiting for something to occur so they can attack. Many of them wait in hideouts and so forth. As they gain position in a place, then they wait for a specific time for things to align. Either it's waiting for sun to set or certain something is going on with their enemy, where they're distracted or whatever. They're waiting to attack strategically. Isaiah 25, verse 9. It will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be what? Glad and rejoice in his salvation. Waited and got what? Saved. Waited and saved. Philippians 4. The waiting game. Do you love the waiting game? Don't lie. We endure the waiting game. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Now look at, gentleness is associated with waiting patiently. What does he say? Let your gentleness or your waiting patiently be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. He's with you. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Yes, you'll be guided, those who waited. Galatians 6, verse 7. Do not be what? Do not be deceived. Those who wait patiently won't be deceived. Those who are anxious and fearful and worry will be easily deceived. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, he's going to reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow what? Weary. While doing good, for in what? Due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart, if we are waiting patiently. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Do not, those who wait patiently don't grow weary. Why? Because their renewed strength is constant. Those who wait in the Lord, their youth will be renewed. Their strength will be renewed. Hebrews chapter 10, and we'll close here, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from any evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It's the day approaching. So we want to make sure that we are attending assembling. It's important. Those that want to compromise the attendance of assembling are anxious. They worry. Why? Because it's the enemy that's keeping them from the presence of God. So fear and anxiousness will keep a person from the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The waiting game. Welcome to the waiting game. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We ask that you protect the seed that's been imparted in us in this waiting game. We know you love it and we hate it. But you're faithful and complete. You started with us. And you delight in the death of your saints. So, Lord, help us to die daily as we wait upon you patiently in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.